With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Police are once again declaring an unlawful assembly in downtown Los Angeles. Shortly before 6 p.m. local time, the Los Angeles Police Department started working to clear thousands of protesters Monday evening. National Guard members are nearby the federal building, but they're not part of crowd control. President Trump says his deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles was a great decision.
Thank goodness we sent out some wonderful National Guard. They've really helped, and a lot of problems they were having out there. They were afraid to do anything, and we sent out the troops, and they've done a fantastic job.
About 700 Marines will formally deploy to L.A. in the coming hours to respond to anti-ICE protests. ABC News suspends senior national correspondent Terry Moran after he made vile comments about President Trump and his top aide, Stephen Miller, in a social media post.
In the since-deleted post on X, screenshots of which were shared on social media, Moran called Trump and Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy and Homeland Security Advisor, world-class haters. The critical post caught the attention of conservative X users, including White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, who screenshotted the post, calling it unhinged and unacceptable. An ABC News spokesperson said in a statement shortly thereafter, quote, "The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran has been suspended pending further evaluation." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The suspect in Sunday night's live stream shooting on the Las Vegas Strip that left two people dead is now facing charges. Las Vegas police say 41-year-old Manuel Ruiz turned himself in Monday. That confrontation was reportedly between two YouTubers who had some sort of feud on social media. Ruiz faces two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon. This is SRN News. Divorce and its effect on kids.
A new study from the National Bureau of Economic Research reveals what we've all known for some time. When mom and dad split up, it's not great for the children. The report indicates that youngsters whose parents divorce face long-term problems, including lower income, increased mortality risk, and a higher likelihood of teenage pregnancy. About one-third of kids in America will see their moms and dads divorce before they reach adulthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo already grappling with the long-running priest sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church. He's met with members of the Vatican's Child Protection Advisory Commission for the first time. It comes amid questions about his past handling of abuse cases and demands from victims that he enact a true zero-tolerance policy across the church. The Commission for the Protection of Minors, made up of religious and lay experts in child protection as well as abuse survivors. This is SRN News. Israel confirms the death of terror group Hamas official during a strike last month. He was the head of Hamas' armed wing.
An Israeli army statement said DNA checks confirmed a body retrieved from a tunnel underneath the European hospital in Khan Yunis was that of Mohammed Sinwar. The Israelis say the body of Mohammed Shabana, the commander of the Hamas Rafah Brigade, was also found at the scene. They died, Israel says, in a military operation on May the 13th. Mohammed Sinwar was the younger brother of Yahya Sinwar, killed by Israel last year. He'd been accused by Israel of masterminding the October 2023 attack on Israel that triggered the war in Gaza.
Israel stopped a boat filled with activists performing a publicity stunt, which included Greta Thunberg. Officials say the group would be forced to watch a Hamas film video of the October 7th attack before they are sent home. More details at srnnews.com.